With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's labor secretary leaving the cabinet, that amid multiple allegations of misconduct. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
The White House announced the departure of Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Reamer, the third Trump cabinet member to be removed in the last few weeks. She has been under investigation for a series of allegations, including having an affair with a subordinate and drinking alcohol on the job. At least four other Labor Department officials have already been forced from their jobs during the internal investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
FBI Director Kash Patel suing Atlantic Magazine. It's a $250 million defamation suit claiming an article that talked about his mismanagement at the agency and his alleged excessive drinking was false. The Atlantic says it stands by the report and would defend against the meritless suit. Magazine claims Patel is deeply concerned about losing his job. Major combat drills in Asia, in the Philippines. More on that story now from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The United States and the Philippines have kicked off one of their largest combat exercises aimed at deterring aggression in Asia. The drills will last nearly 3 weeks, involving over 17,000 military personnel. The U.S. military says this deployment underscores its commitment to Asia. Despite the war in the Middle East, Japan and Canada are joining as full-time participants this year. The exercises will include mock battle scenarios and live fire maneuvers in areas facing the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait. China has objected to the drills. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. Pro-lifers winning a court battle in Oregon. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A federal judge has ruled that Oregon Right to Life does not have to include coverage for abortion in its employee health insurance plan. State lawmakers passed a measure back in 2017 that enacted such a requirement with an exemption for religious organizations. When Oregon Right to Life applied, it was rejected as not religious enough. The organization is calling the ruling a victory for all pro-life Oregonians. Michael Harrington reporting.
U.S. Commission on International Freedom reporting, despite some small improvements in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba still bleak. Commission says the Cuban government maintains a comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or beliefs, under which religious leaders as well as communities on the island are continually being harassed and threatened. This is SRN News. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket company encounters a failed launch with a New Glenn rocket. Ed Donahue has more.
Rocket blasted off from Florida Sunday. Blue Origin says a bad engine left a satellite in the wrong orbit, dooming it. The recycled first stage booster performed well, landing on an ocean barge several minutes into the flight. But the upper stage was unable to put the satellites into a high enough orbit. New Glenn launches are on hold until Blue Origin and the Federal Aviation Administration complete their investigation. NASA is counting on New Glenn to launch lunar landers for the Artemis moon program. I'm Ed Donahue.
A pair of Southwest Airlines planes taking evasive action to avoid colliding over the weekend in Nashville as an air traffic controller had directed one pilot to turn into the path of the other plane. More details, srnnews.com.